He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday. It is the December 2nd edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, back home in San Diego today, where we're expecting some heavy rain today, which is very unusual for us. Usually heavy rain is a trace that was unmeasurable at the airport. But we'll see. Hopefully we'll fill some of our reservoirs here, which are so badly depleted. We've got a great day so far, starting off in the market. This is a good way to begin the day. The Dow is up 59 points right now. The Dow is at 17,835. That's up 0.3%. We have the NASDAQ up 21 points right now. That's almost a 0.5% after the drubbing that it took yesterday. Weird thing around surrounding Apple yesterday, which I think really rattled the NASDAQ. It was no more than one trader getting rid of a big block of Apple is what it seems like to me, and dumping it on the market all at once, and that spooked the NASDAQ a little bit. The NASDAQ's up today, however, 22 points at 4,749. The S&P today is up 8. The S&P is at 2,062. That's up 0.4%. Gold, which cannot find any traction whatsoever with the U.S. dollar that continues to scream higher. I've had no exposure to gold. I'm not one of the gold coin guys or one of the silver coin guys. No, I go wherever I think I can make money for my clients. Gold is down at 1.84% today to $11.95. Crude oil, 68, maybe it's found that bottom, that elusive bottom, and the 10-year yield right now, the 10-year yield is at 2.28%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. You know, we're getting really spoiled here in the markets, aren't we? We haven't had two down days since the middle of October. Here we are in December already. We've had a heck of a run in the market, and this comes after a very, very scary and spooky October. And I did a little defensive action there. There were some problems, you know. We didn't know how far that Ebola was going to go. We didn't know if Ebola was going to extend beyond Dallas and into other states. That would have been a heck of a hit on our economy. We didn't know if Europe was going to do any quantitative easing. We didn't know if the upcoming earnings season would be a good one or not. But for the most part, I stayed 70-80% invested. I put in a few hedges during scary October. And then I saw, just like that, the worries pass. And I went on a buying spree. Really, it was a 1 or 2 day buying spree. I got all in. I put my foot on the accelerator between now and the end of the year. Let's hope we can make it to the end of the year. In fact, my trader here at Gunderson Capital Management, who is my son, I hate to call him a trader, but he is one of my traders. He said, "Dad, you were really active in the market today. You kept me busy, and it was all on the buy side. This is one of your biggest days of the year." Yes, it was. And that was roughly, I don't know, 6-8 weeks ago. And it's turned out very well so far for us. It was a good move because my indicators on my app were saying, "Put your foot on the accelerator, Bill. You can listen to me or not, but I'm telling you to put your foot on the accelerator, especially in the leading areas of the market, not the bond market, not the emerging markets, not the foreign markets, not the commodities markets, the U.S. stock market, and more particularly healthcare, drugs, pharmaceuticals, biotechs, technology, all the usual suspects that have been leading this market now for a long, long time. And I've been all in ever since. And we've seen some real good gains here over the last, 6, 7, 8 weeks, something like that. We're having fun again at Gunderson Capital Management. So we're all in now, between now and the end of the year, but we always keep our eye in the rearview mirror. Earlier this week, we went through the macros of the market. Is the bull market that began in March of 2009 still in place? I answered that question for the 68th month in a row, 68 months times four, 272 weeks in a row now. I've answered that question with the resounding yes. The bull market is still intact. Now, that's have to have helped you with your 401k, which hopefully now is a 1201k because the market has tripled during that period of time. But now you say, well, I'm just starting to find Bill Gunderson's show and just starting to listen. What should I do now? Well, my advice would be to get in because it's not over till it's over. You could have said it was over 2 years ago and it wasn't. You could have said it was over a year ago and it wasn't. You could have said it was over back in the spooky October that we had and it wasn't. And it's still not over. Now you've got quantitative easing all over in the U.S., and I know that sounds scary, but the baton has now been handed off to Europe. Did you see China? What China's doing? China really has my interest once again, as China is cutting interest rates. China was at 6%. We're at 2.2%. China's got a long ways to go in cutting interest rates if they want to, and China has my interest once again. The U.S. is still the best place to be invested along with India. Those are the best places in the world to be invested. And I still show the leading indexes in the world are equities related. 9 out of 10. That's what we said yesterday. 9 out of 10 leading indexes in the world. Now, this is based on my calculations, on my logarithms that I've entered into my app, the Best Stocks Now app, which is either online at beststocksnowapp.com or it's on the Google Play Store. It's called the Best Stocks Now app, or it's on the iTunes Store. It's been as high as number 2 in the world of grossing financial apps, and it was invented by yours truly, Bill Gunderson, along with some help from my buddy Douglas Apperly that I grew up with, known him since third grade. He's a programmer. So with my knowledge of the markets and what I wanted to see in the way of valuations, performance, safety, etc., and with his skills in the programming area, he knows how to take my thoughts and convert them into whatever language it is. I don't know what language these guys are speaking these days, these computer programmers. You guys know out there, I've got a lot of software engineers listening to my show. I think he's in the open source, something like that. I don't know. But he took my language and translated it into iOS, into Android, and into whatever it is he's using for the web app. And it still says that the best places to be right now are stocks. I have no exposure to bonds. That sounds radical. I don't like the bond market right now. I don't see the upside potential there. Anyway, Cyber Monday sales grew by less than expected. But you know what? They're starting all these sales early now, so these numbers are skewed. It's not the same. This year's Black Friday is not comparable to last year's Black Friday because this year's Black Friday began on Monday. So how can you compare it with the same Black Friday last year? And I would say the same thing about Cyber Monday. They were expecting a 13 to 15% rise on Cyber Monday, and we only got 8. Well, that's because they began Cyber Monday last Tuesday, and I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. And that's the way it is, so you can't really compare the two. We have a jobs report coming up this week. That's always something to watch. That's one of the keys that we're watching for clues that this bull market, is coming to an end. And so far, every week, the unemployment claims, and every month, the non-farms payroll number has come in good enough. It's adequate to support a growing economy. And if you don't think it is, then why do you think the stock market continues to hit new highs? Why do you think it's been since midway through October that we've had 2 down days in the market? Obviously, the market continues to like what it sees in the economic numbers, and I continue to dig into them on a daily basis, and watch them for you, because I know for the most part you have a job to do. You have grandkids to visit. You have golf to play. You have patients to attend to. You have whatever it is that you do, fish to catch. Well, I'm here fishing these waters every single day. I can't remember the last day I missed a day of work. Even on vacation, I was fishing these waters, watching them for you. The bull market is still intact. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
We'll right place, but must have been the wrong time.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, if the bull market is still intact, and if U.S. stocks are still the best place to be, that's my opinion. It's not just my opinion. I base that on evidence. I base that on valuations. I base that on performance, relative performance. I base it on technical patterns. And I base it on a relative basis. As we look at all of the other investments that are available to us around the world or here at home, whether it be muni bonds, whether it be corporate bonds, whether it be sovereign debt, whether it be emerging markets, whether it be domestic small cap markets, whether it be Canada, whether it be Italy, everything has an equal chance of being in the top, being a best sector now, or a best asset class now, or a best index now, or a best stock now. And for now, and I went through the evidence yesterday, I went through the facts, you're the jury, and I said, here's the facts that point to me that the best place to be invested in the world is still U.S. stocks. But I have branched out a little bit this year. At the beginning of this year, maybe February, March time frame, I'd have to look when I bought the India market and started buying it quite voraciously back then. I did it through a mutual fund because it's very difficult to buy individual stocks in India. So I did it through a mutual fund. It's done very, very well. And now I have my hooks and my probes and my telescope and my microscope looking at China a little bit here. I'm not too interested in Europe yet, but I'm watching it. In Japan, I don't know. Maybe that hedged index looks interesting. But for the most part, I'm still very, very happy with what I own here in the U.S. of A. And as you know, I have been very enamored and very heavily exposed to the pharmaceutical sector over the last 2 to 3 years. The pharmaceutical sector continues to be one of the leading sectors in the market. And that was another big thing we did on yesterday's show, our macro day, which we do once a week. I also pointed out to you that the leading sectors in the leading asset classes and the leading indexes were getting fine-tuned here. It's like a funnel. We're funneling down to what I consider to be the best stocks in the entire market. Everybody has a choice. A lot of you have 401ks, and the only thing that you have available to you are mutual funds. So you can take what I say in the way of asset allocations, in the way of indexes, and you can pretty much choose from amongst what I say the best mutual funds that match what I'm telling you. You know, you have to listen to other people. Don't take my word for gospel. Go out there and listen to the others, what they have to say. But I feel pretty strongly about my convictions and about the evidence and about the work that I do here at Gunderson Capital Management. If you currently own a natural resource fund in your 401k, that would be the wrong place to be. If you currently own a precious metals, it's been getting clobbered. If you currently own emerging markets, that's not the best place to be. I believe the best place to be continues to be U.S. stocks. And this year has favored large caps. Last year was all about small and mid-cap stocks in the U.S. It was it, 100%. This year it's branched out a little bit. Now, some of you only have mutual funds to choose from. That's fine. I have a mutual fund model portfolio that does its best to try to follow along with the with what I'm saying about the market. Some of you like ETFs. That's okay. There's an ETF. There's a biotech ETF. There's a pharmaceutical ETF. There's an India ETF. There's Chinese ETFs. And there's definitely plenty of U.S. ETFs. You can do what I'm saying in the ETF world. I personally prefer individual stocks because that's where I have the most freedom and the most flexibility. My son just bought a big, giant a box of unopened baseball cards. And I told him, within those baseball cards, there's going to be a lot of stinkers. guys that aren't playing anymore, guys that are utility infielders. You'll get about 27 of the same guy. Some guy on the Washington Nationals you've never heard of, you know. And then there will be some prizes. And I look at ETFs the same way. There's a lot of junky ones, a lot of junky companies, and then there's the really prized ones. And let's just take the biotech sector, for instance. One of the really prized stocks, in my opinion, continues to be Biogen. I've been very, very patient with Biogen. I own Biogen in my conservative growth account because Biogen is a large cap. It's a $77 billion company. And if I was looking at the pharmaceutical sector and looking at the biotech sector, and I tended to be a little bit more on the conservative side, not looking for a one or two trick pony in the biotech sector that could flame out with the bad FDA report. You know how that goes. Phase two trials didn't do any better than the placebo. You don't want to hear that if you're invested in that biotech company, and I've had that happen to me. If the placebo is working better than the drug candidate, that's usually not a good sign. You know, just give me the placebo. I'll do better than this drug that they're trying to invent. That's why if you're a more conservative investor, it's better to invest in a biotech or a pharmaceutical that has a large pipeline of drugs. So if any one goes south, you're diversified. Biogen is such a company. They have drugs for multiple sclerosis. They have drugs for cancer. They have drugs for autoimmune disease. But the one that's in the news this week is their Alzheimer's drug, which is showing some promise here. Biogen has been a terrific performing stock over the years. But remember, it has to have performance and it has to have valuation. I combine those two together like peanut butter and chocolate. I believe the two together make a better combination. Because valuation alone, there's too many value traps. And you're buying stocks, companies that are basically not flourishing. And buying companies that are just going up, momentum, you're ignoring valuation. And I think valuation is very, very important. We've had many valuation lessons over the last 20 years. We had the technology valuation lesson back in when the NASDAQ was 5,300 or whatever back in March of 2000. We had the single family home valuation lesson. We've had all kinds of lessons. We had recently a gold lesson on valuation. We've had a lesson on oil valuation. Valuation does matter. So let's look at those two attributes and see if Biogen measures up. We begin with performance. Biogen is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market as far as large caps go over the last 10 years, over the last 5 years, over the last 3 years, over the last 1 year. In fact, Biogen currently gets a performance grade of A. And from a valuation point of view, it gets a value grade of A. It still has a lot of upside potential. It's having a nice day, having a nice week. I own Biogen here at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Good to be back in San Diego today. Spent the last 7 days south of the border, deep in Baja California, where it was beautiful. Man, it was 89 degrees every single day. Placid waters. Great fishing. I got in a little bit of fishing down there. I kind of like, I'm a light tackle kind of fisherman. That's what I really like. 6-pound test, little trout rod. And I found a cove over there on one of the islands in the Sea of Cortez. And I mean every single cast. either a spotted bass or a trigger fish, about a 4 or 5 pound trigger fish. Man, do they fight on 6 pound test. And trigger fish ceviche, chopped tomatoes, chopped onions, chopped serrano peppers, not jalapeno peppers. I do a cooking show too, see, sometimes in the mornings. And a trick I learned from some of the locals down there on this trip, add a little bit of Clamato juice. You know the Clamato juice. And lots of lime and lemon because the acid in the lemon cooks the fish. What else was in there? Oh, and a little bit of cilantro and some salt and pepper, fresh ground. Oh, that was some good ceviche. Oh, that was some of the best ceviche with that fresh trigger fish. So anyways, we're back here in San Diego today, and we're hitting the road to visit Grandbaby for the next couple of days. But we'll be doing the show. My car has an office in it, oficina. And on the road, I'm working. Wife is driving. We're talking to each other, keeping each other company, talking about world events and different things. But I've got my eyeballs glued to my charts and glued to stocks. It's just amazing the technology that we have, that I can have the internet all the way from San Diego driving to the Phoenix area with not even a hiccup. Lightning fast internet. So yeah, I built a little office in the back of my the little vehicle that we drive. And while I'm over there, I'm going to visit a radio station in Phoenix, Money Radio, which has been trying to get me on the air. We've been trying to hook up for a long, long time. Finally, they have the 8 a.m. time slot open over there, so I'm going over to visit them and see if we can strike a bargain. So far, contract negotiations were far apart. We'll see if we can narrow the gap in person. I drive a hard bargain. So we'll see. Hopefully we'll be in the Phoenix area soon. I've always wanted to be on that station in Phoenix. But, you know, got to be the right deal. Anyways, we think here at Gunderson Capital Management that U.S. stocks are still the best place to be. And we've thought that since March 27th of 2009. I'm a market timer. I am not a buy and hold, hope and pray kind of guy. When I see things that I don't like, when I see the economy start to go south, when I start to see stocks rolling over, that ugly, ugly sideways trend that begins to roll over and is so ominous, I run for cover. I protect. And if it gets really bad, I move into some inverse funds and try to make money on the way down. Now, that has not been necessary for the last 5.5 years. Even though there's been a few times where I've gone as much as maybe 5 to 10% with a hedge to protect. I did that in October of this year, but I quickly removed the hedge when the market turned around, started going back up again. It was at a crossroads. I was watching small caps, the index. I says, if this thing rolls over and breaks this support level, we could be in trouble. And then again, the other possibility is that it could break out from this sideways trend that we're in. It's going to do one, two, three, two things, or it's going to continue going sideways, which would be the third scenario. And of course, the market started to take off, and I got back in, all in, and that's where we sit today. And one of the stocks that I currently own is a turnaround story. I can remember, and you know, it seems like almost anywhere you go in the world, gosh, I've been in Puerto Vallarta, and I've seen little motorcycles delivering Domino's pizzas on the back of their motorcycle. And I can remember when it was the worst pizza in the world. I never would order a Domino's pizza. And even they admitted on TV that their crust tasted like cardboard. People couldn't tell whether they were eating the cardboard or the crust when they got their Domino's pizza delivered for just in time for Monday Night Football. And that's not a good thing. And in came a new CEO and cleaned the place up. They got in somebody, I don't know if he was from Naples, Italy or what, but got the crust right, got the sauces right, got the ingredients right. And they even started introducing artisan pizzas. And I can remember several years ago, my son and I, once in a while, will order lunch. Now we've got a bigger crew here. At one time, it was just my son and myself in our little place several years ago. Now we've grown considerably since then. But we ordered our first artisan pizza from Domino's. I said, I'm getting ready to buy this stock. I think it's a great turnaround play, and it's showing up in the numbers on my app right now. Let's order an artisan pizza and check it out. And you know what? It was pretty doggone good. It wasn't round. It was square. It was rectangle. You notice these fancy restaurants now are giving you your food on a rectangular plate. It just looks fancier that way. They can line it up, trick it all up, charge you another $6 for it because it looks prettier instead of a round plate. And they're doing the same thing with pizza. You know, now everybody's serving a flatbread. You notice this? That's got to be a money-making deal, a flatbread pizza. I can make dough, pizza dough, in about, 30 minutes, and the ingredients cost maybe 35 cents, something like that. Anyways, the artisan pizza was good. I want to say it was like Tuscan salami and goat cheese and this all kind of fancy stuff, and it was not bad. I said, let's buy the stock. And we bought the stock the first time around. It did really well. Then it started to sell off. In fact, 2012 was a very good year for the retail and the consumer stocks. And then they fell out of favor last year for whatever reason. We had a lot of consumer stocks back in 2012. We had TJ Maxx. We had Ross Stores. We had Dollar Tree. We had Domino's. We had the leaders. We had the best at that time. And then as they fell out of favor, we divested ourselves, and the money that we took from the retail and consumer stocks, we saw that the small cap U.S. market, particularly biotechs, pharmaceuticals, were taking off, and that's where we were heavily laced in 2013. Now, this year has been very rocky. There have not been a lot of trends that have stuck. Boy, earlier this year, it looked like the oil stocks were going to be the trend, didn't it? When oil was $107 per barrel, but you could see how quickly that trend came to an end, and it ended very badly. And I'm glad that I'm an active money manager, that I sold my oil stocks many moons ago when I saw them starting to roll over. And some of that money that was leaving the oil stocks was headed for, obviously, the airline stocks with cheaper oil. And then pretty soon, when oil went down far enough that it was starting to impact folks at the gas pump, now, as we drive today from San Diego to Phoenix, I'll be interested to see what gas prices. I hear it's $2.61 nationwide. Can you believe this? And it's probably even cheaper over in some of the metro areas of Arizona. We pay 66 cents per gallon here in San Diego in tax, so it's real hard to get a good feel for where nationwide gasoline prices are. But now it's showing up in the pocket of the consumer. And what better way? Just save $25, the average guy out there filling up my car. Let's order a pizza tonight. And Domino's continues to take off. This has been a great turnaround story. In fact, over the last 5 years, DPZ has delivered 68% per year to investors. And some pretty good artisan pizzas, I have to admit. Over the last 3 years, it's delivered 46% per year to investors. There's a good CEO. And over the last year, it's up 38%. It gets an A-plus performance grade. Who would ever figure that Domino's Pizza would be a better stock than the Cisco's of the world and the Johnson & Johnson's of the world and even the Apple's of the world? It's outperformed Apple, believe it or not. And from a valuation proposition, I can still make a case for this stock having 70 to 80% upside potential going forward if they can continue to deliver a good product in a profitable manner. And low oil prices got to be helping them too. They deliver, you know. So it's all good right now at DPZ. This is a stock we own in our aggressive growth accounts. It's number 40 out of 3,930. Best stocks now. Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. Well, we've covered a lot of ground here today. We've talked about how the bull market is still intact. 68 months and counting. In fact, on December 9th, I believe it'll be 69 months because it began on March 9th, 2009, when the S&P 500 hit 666. And now here we are, obviously, over 1,800. We've had a tripling in the market. Your 401k should be a 1201k. I'm not a buy-and-hold perma-bull. I'm a market timer. And at some point in time, as the commercial says, there will be a buy signal. We'll have another bear market. I know that doesn't sound like fun. But if you're listening in Minnesota, you know that eventually winter's going to hit. And it probably already has. I know it has. Because I've heard from many of you. And you know, in Hawaii, eventually a hurricane or something's going to hit. You just had one, or the volcano's going to explode, something. It's just inevitable. There will be another bear market at some point in time, and we will continue to watch for the signs. The biggest area to watch would be the U.S. economy and global economy second. And in the U.S. economy, it's jobs, it's weekly unemployment claims, it's the non-farm payrolls report, it's inflation, it's GDP, which came in at 3.7 here recently. It's a lot of different factors. We get economic reports on a daily basis. And those economic reports give us a gauge of the temperature of the market. And then you get down into the micro picture. That's the macro picture. The micro picture is the individual companies. Is Domino's still growing their earnings? Or Biogen still growing their earnings? Or is it starting to contract? Are they starting to lay off people? Are sales beginning to soften? All of these things come into play. And it's very, very time consuming to stay on top of it all. But that's what I do for a living. That's what I enjoy doing, just like the engineer enjoys what he does. The doctor enjoys what he does, at least I hope you do. The airline pilot enjoys what he does. Can't wait to get up in the air. Ooh, I hate flying. Although I'm getting a little bit more used to it these days. It's just, I don't know, the claustrophobia effect on me. I do my best. But everybody does what they like doing, you know? Hopefully you really enjoy your occupation, and I really enjoy what I do. And my job is to fish these waters every single day and watch for the subtle current changes, subtle water temperature changes. It's amazing how from one day to the next, on the ocean or in the Sea of Cortez, how the conditions can change, whether it's the wind, whether it's the tides, whether it's the moon, whether it's the currents, whether there's too much bait in the water, whether there's not enough bait in the water. There's a lot of variables. And it's my job to stay on top and track those variables right on down to the individual stocks. And I would have to say that I spend most of my time looking at individual stocks. I'm more of a micro guy, a bottoms-up kind of guy, looking at the stuff, the stocks at the bottom, and then looking up to make sure that the sector's okay, that the asset class is okay, that the index is okay, that the economy's okay. and looking at hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of stocks on a daily basis is the most valuable thing that I can do, and analyzing them and reading the news on them. Now, we're closing in on the end of 2014. We've got just 4 weeks left. What is it? I don't know how many shopping days until Christmas, but we're dwindling. We're down to like 3 weeks. It's time to start thinking about it. Make your list today of everybody you got to buy a gift for. Start thinking about it. You can do it online. Still get free shipping if you think about it now, but we're dwindling down. We're winding down to the end of the year. And it's been my observation over the years, 20 years now as a professional money manager, that the market tends to change on the calendar change of the year. There's a lot of window dressing going on right now, and there's a lot of money managers like me that are starting to think about 2015. And sometimes it can be a pretty abrupt change towards the end of December. Generally speaking, December's a good month. And generally speaking, what's been working all year should continue to work right up till almost the end of the year. Then things I've noticed start to change. Now, no 2 years are alike, but we need to be on lookout for potential changes from this year to next year. And I'm not really in the prediction business, but I am willing to go out a few weeks or a month or two and see what I give you some of the projections that I might see here, that some of the possibilities. You know, the U.S. has led the market for a long time now. And I keep thinking that, God, one of these days, these other markets are going to start taking charge. Well, this year I introduced India into my portfolios, and it was a very good move. India is the leading index in the world this year. I would say as of right now, if I was looking to lower my exposure to the U.S., I have no intention of lowering my exposure to India. I think China has my interest the most, especially now that they're willing to start cutting interest rates to keep their growth going. Fed stimulus following the Fed. I don't know what you call it in China, if it's the Fed or just the central planners. But lowering interest rates could be good. Europe, you know, it's such a mature economy. And they've got such a doggone socialistic type of system now that makes it so difficult for businesses to operate. But if they did a massive round of quantitative easing or something, I might be interested there again. But I would have to say that I'm not real interested right now. And we have to be on the lookout in 2015. Who knows? Some people say that the market runs in seven-year cycles. Remember Joseph of Egypt? That's a biblical notion. 7 years of plenty and 7 years of lean. Well, we'll see. We'll stay on top of all of this. But right now, the bull market's still intact. Get the newsletter, pwstreet.com. And if you'd have interest in us managing your money, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.